cold. If it takes the word of God and the teaching of God and it engrafts it in you, implants it in you, creates it in you. That's why it's so important when you're listening or reading the word of God, that you don't read it with your mind alone. You have the Spirit of God moving in your mind. Feel it all moving in there now? This is one of the secrets the Lord spoke to us when we first started this moving. That he gave us the sheer mercies of David. One of the things that David used to reveal to Almighty God was music. They did a lot of meditation, they did a lot of studying, they did a lot of prophesying that. But music takes the word of God and breaks it down and lets it become engrafted in you. And does another thing too. That music, feel it, puts your mind at rest. It keeps you from trying to struggle with a thing in your mind, doesn't it? The whole book of Psalms as the whole purpose of God, all the revelations of Jesus Christ in it and everything else, and it came by music. You don't have time to fight with your mind when that music starts. You're trying to fight with your thing, with your mind, and just about time you get ready to think, and here comes that music. Wave after wave. David proved the value of that music when old King Saul was demon bothering him. He didn't sing to him. He just hit that harp three or four times and the demons went out of his mind, didn't he? We use the same thing. You can't stand against it. Oh. proved another thing, that this thing of the Spirit of God is not just a work in your mind, it's not just a work in your heart, but it's all over your body. Isn't it? Sure, it has its center in your spirit and your mind. Sure, the work of the Spirit of God has a center in your mind and anointing in your mind and in your spirit. But the purpose is to form you in your whole body. Even though you'll stay in the body of the flesh until you're resurrected or changed, you'll be resurrected and changed according to how you're developed in your whole body. You won't just be saved here. John the Apostle very plainly said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be," what? "Like him. Bodily form." Paul the Apostle speaking, that we receive a body fashioned like unto his glorious body. Didn't he? So this whole thing about just your soul being saved, that's religion. Paul said, "I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless for the coming of the Lord." Peter said, "Under the appearing of God our Savior, which shall give unto us the end of our salvation, a body like unto his." How was his body? Well, you get some pictures of it when he appeared after the resurrection. A spiritual body, but a body. An unseen body, but a body. Everything that Jesus Christ received from the Father, he turned and gave it to us as a gift of grace for us to receive it by faith. New Jerusalem, everything that Jesus was as a Son of God in relation to our Father, He slaughtered us into his body and regenerated in us his nature and his quality as a son, or as a daughter, or as a child of God. The qualities and nature that made him submitted unto the Father. Obedience, faith, love. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. How many of you remember being swallowed into him and regenerated? Life took on a change. Not of works, but by grace. And then he delivered us unto the Father. Into the beginning from where he came. And the Father began to work in us the same way that he worked in Jesus. By his creative word. And that's where he brings you to maturity. After you've been regenerated in the natures of Christ, which establish your relationship with the Father, then he delivered you into the Father. And our Father, being a creator, God that creates with his word, he begins to put the finishing touches on it. Makes you father, mother. Comes by a renewing of the Holy Ghost after you by faith confess one of his promises or one of his natures that hath been given unto you. And he creates that thing in you. You don't have it until that word creates. You have it clothed upon you. You're not a part of your life. I'm just you confessing. Before we get started, you want to try it a little bit. Taste it. The Father works real gentle. That creative word, and you confess it. It moves through you, and all it wants is, it's there, whatever you confess. You just, sometimes you feel it, sometimes it's a gentle you don't even see. Same word that he used to create the stars, the planet, the universe. All this is faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and without the Word was not anything made that was made. And then in Romans, the 4th chapter, verse 17, Paul speaking, he said, God who calleth things that are not as though they were, so that things are not appear out of things that are. Of things that are not, things that are made, appear out of things that are not. Say, God just takes your word, just speaks it. It makes something out of nothing. That's the reason he brings you to a place where you know yourself to be nothing. That's right. Not condemned, but just like a child, you know you're nothing. Then he can create in you. And that word calleth things that are not in you, as though they were, and you confess it, and they are. Real simple. You don't say God is gonna give me something. You say God has given me this.
No.
Even though you don't have it, you say he has, and it comes alive in you. Calling things that are not as though they were.
Faith.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the person of Christ, I confess, has been given unto me your power. Feel that general renewing of the Holy Ghost. Feel that power will surge all over your body.
Feel it?
Whoa, feel that creative word begin to move. That's it. Some of you, let that anointing in you and grab it. Just that power move all over your body. You want to feel another good one? What are you turning to? No way, why turn for, Brother Eddie? Fast turning, snowy black. Whoa. Shining. Feel that power? Let's try something else. How about strength? You want to feel created in every part of your body, a supernatural strength that just comes in there. Do you? Try his word. Let's see if it works. Say, well, I don't have his supernatural strength moving in me now. Well, just call things that are not as though they were. That's faith. Everyone knows I don't have supernatural strength in there unless you went through the creative word of God. But that doesn't stop you, does it? Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess, has been given unto me your supernatural strength. And I feel it begin to lay hold on that anointing in you, just move all over your body. See it? Creative word of God. Whoa. Stretch your legs out, let it move all in you. Oh, stretch your arms up. Secret without telling you why. That is, but to get you ready to receive that creative word, I'll lead you into presenting your body as a living sacrifice or he can work on it and cut out all of your trying to make him work, all your striving to make him work, and get you ready. How many of you even brought you to rest through that presenting your body a living sacrifice? See that? When you come to the Father, he requires sacrifice. You make yourself as a love sacrifice to God. You say, look, real simple. I've reached a place where I realize the greatness of God. And in realizing the greatness of God, I see myself with so many things wrong that I'll never make it. So somehow or another, I've got to get myself out of this old thing of having to pick out things that I know wrong with me, and I've got to get it in the hands of a higher power. Because even though I got a million things wrong with me right now, maybe I can't think of but one or two. And it takes me 10 lifetimes to ever figure out and know all the working of Satan and all the weaknesses, things that has buffeted to me in my life and will buffet me continually. So there's no way for you to reach the fullness of God
through knowledge.
So I led you into presenting yourself a living sacrifice unto God in love. Then what else can you do? And he accepts you, took it completely out of your hand, and left you just free to obey. What else can you do? If you've committed yourself as a sacrifice and now take and do with me what you please and do it every day, what can he call you to account for? He must then take you and justify you and work on you, cut on you. Must he? And he takes completely out of your self-effort. And then you understand what Paul is speaking about. That who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God is justified. You may not understand what I'm talking about with your head, but something turning over and that anointing inside you. So you reach a place that you have to stop picking out little individual things that's wrong and trying to correct them. Because you find yourself utterly helpless. Don't you? So what am I going to do? Just what I tricked you into doing, leading you into the Father, presenting you yourself as a love sacrifice. He takes you over, now do with me whatever. Then every day, he just does whatever. And it brings you into rest with his relationship. Then you know what the scripture means, and everyone listen to this. Will you please? We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose. He brings upon you situations, circumstances, needs. Oh, that flushes out of you your needs, and you may not even know what they are, and makes you begin to cry out in yourself for truth. Okay? I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Turn from your own way, your own desires. Confess his word, let his word slay your flesh. Confess his promises, saying has been given. Receive the renewing of the Holy Ghost. From our Father, the Creator God, that creates in your life by his word. We of our Father reveal through Christ to make us into his divine likeness. It is to let us by grace through faith be swallowed into his Son Jesus Christ. must be regenerated into the likeness of Jesus, the nature of Jesus, before you can ever start working on you really by the word. Having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of obedience to my Father God has been regenerated inside of me. And I have the nature of obedience of Christ. Feel that obedience to the Father? Feel it? Nice. Oh, I didn't even know the Father before. Now I'm obedient to him. You hear yourself saying such things as whatever. Your will, Father. Ooh. That's a new nature for you. You never did care. All you wanted to do was do your own way, didn't you? Regenerated in there, desire in your heart. Ooh, whatever. Oh, your will, Father. Obedient nature regenerated in there. And having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of meekness to my Father God has been regenerated inside of me. And I have the nature of meekness of Christ. Yourself being so easily drawn to me and to each other by the Spirit. The nature of meekness of Jesus begins to be regenerated in you, and you're sensitive to the Spirit. You never were sensitive to the Spirit that way before, were you? You didn't have the nature of meekness. That's the reason why concerned me terribly. Set up and ministered a group of people. The Spirit is drawing them to me or to someone else in the midst. You see them standing off, not moving. I know they'll never make it until the meekness of Christ that let them be drawn by the Spirit is first formed in them. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Spirit of the Father drawing. Having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of faith to my Father God, having been regenerated inside of me, now I have the nature of the faith of Christ. How many of you lately have found yourself just believing God? You know, a word can be ministered. You used to wrestle with it, Brother Ron, with your understanding, didn't you, Brother Eddie? Someone used to minister you a word, or you'd read something in the Scripture, and the first thing you'd have to do is to find this, understand it all, and maybe run all the Bible references, or get three or four folks' opinions. Oh yes, you used to do that. Maybe struggle with it 3 or 4 or 5 days or the rest of your life, saying, well, I don't know whether I can believe that or whether it's for me or not. You've noticed here lately, anytime you hear or read something out of the word, or you hear a promise spoken, you just believe it, don't you? You say, well, I always tried to believe it. I'm not talking about trying to believe it. Now you just believe it, don't you? Now, where did you get that kind of faith? Regenerated in you. Oh. Oh. The nature of Jesus gave it to you as a gift. then been swallowed into Jesus. His nature of submission to my Father God. Having been regenerated inside of me, now I have the nature of the submission of Christ. Have you noticed here lately that when someone asks you to do something, that you just submit? You don't say, well, they don't want to do it, or I don't know what I'm going to do it if I feel like it. I don't think you've noticed that. How many of you notice that? When someone asks you to do something for them, and something on the inside of you begins to holler or begins to whisper, let. Now, you used to didn't be that way, did you? I won't go into what all you used to be. But you used to be very unwilling. Back to business, I beat on some of you for years and had to control you in law to make you do anything, didn't I? But all at once you find yourself, Wayne, you're not even obligated to do it, but you can't wait till you do it. Now that's not part of old Wayne, is it? Where did you get it from? Submission of Jesus. Regenerated in you when you were swallowed into his body. How many of you have noticed here lately that you're not too afraid? Like you used to be, someone would mention to you something about God, and you go into shock. You didn't have peace with him. You were afraid to find out something wrong with yourself, weren't you? Weren't you? Thought it threw you into turmoil. Satan attacked you, didn't he? How many of you here lately, when you begin to hear something from the Lord, you just peace settled over you? You begin to think maybe even about the future, and you just say, oh, whatever. Now, where did you get that kind of peace? Did it come of your old flesh? Ah, it regenerated in you, by nature of Christ. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God, whatever you want, Father. Having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of love, my Father God, having been regenerated inside me, the nature of the love of Christ. How many of you notice here lately that you have a love? You can't hardly wait. You have a love to have the Spirit of God moving in a service. You can't hardly wait to get to one. How many of you notice that? It used to be a real drag, didn't it? Didn't it? You used to have a real drag. It was a real drag in your life to listen to take, wasn't it? Now there's something in you that makes you love any working of God. Where did that come from? Did it come by your flesh and your goodness? Regenerated in you by Jesus. That same love relationship that he had with the Father, regenerated in you. Having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of joy, I'm a Father God. Having been regenerated inside of me, now I have the nature of the joy of Christ. I want to ask you this now. How many of you noticed you used to struggle and strive to get joy, didn't you? But now all you have to do, I can prove it to you. All you have to do is someone just mention the word joy, or maybe hit a note or two on a music, something begins to bubble inside of you. How do you know that? How many of you notice that? Where did that come from? Did you manufacture that yourself? No, sir. You tried to manufacture it for years. So I saw you jiggity jig, jiggity jiggity jig for years trying to Pentecostalize it, didn't I, Bill Robinson? You never did get it, did you? Let me show you something. It was regenerated in you by Jesus. So let me show you something. It's in there working automatically. Watch. What are you feeling in you? Sneaked up on you, didn't it? Swallowed into Jesus, his nature of patience, I'm a Father God, having been regenerated inside of me, now have the patience of Jesus Christ. I mean, you notice lately, that old impatience has left you. You used to have a real low boiling point, a lot of you, didn't you? Geneva, did you have a low boiling point? How many of you had a low boiling point? No patience at all. You notice here lately you can just wait for things to happen, haven't you? Now, where did you get that? Was it some work of your flesh that you religionized in there? That patience was regenerated in you. Ed, you remember your low boiling point? How many times the devil has beat you with impatience, striving and struggling? You got some kind of patience in you now. Did you develop that over years, or how did it come? When you swallowed you into his body and regenerated it in there, didn't you? His nature, preparing you to deliver you into the Father God, so he can complete the work by the renewing of the Holy Ghost's creative work. Having been swallowed into Jesus, his nature of boldness, I'm a Father God. Having been regenerated inside me, now I have the boldness of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you, Teresa. Teresa, you used to couldn't hardly talk to anybody, could you? How many of you in that shape? Houston couldn't say a word to anybody. But now you can talk to him. And if you have not yet got to where you can talk to him, at least you have that nature moving in you, don't you? You're not afraid of him anymore. Now, where did that come from? Our Father finished his life in Jesus Christ. We'll show you a pattern of his divine life. In Jesus Christ, in love and grace, regenerated in me, his life he received. That was the agreement between our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Agreement, which is the principle of grace. Whatever you receive, our Father told Jesus, in order to keep it grace, you must immediately give it out. Turn around and give it out to someone else as a gift. That's what he did. Whatever his life was that he perfected with his relationship with the Father as a son, he gave it to you as a gift, and you received it by an act of faith, being regenerated into him, and those acts of faith brought his nature as a gift alive in you. Oh. Having been regenerated in his likeness, conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Now we have been delivered into our Father God, into the beginning from where Jesus came. That was the purpose. He has regenerated his life in you as a son. Gave it to you as a gift and regenerated his nature in you. So that you could be delivered into the Father from where Jesus originated. The Father couldn't accept you until you came regenerated in the likeness of Christ. He couldn't accept you till then, could he? The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Without the Word, nothing was made. All things were made by the created Word of God. This is the way Jesus was made. Our Father spoke the Word into the womb of Mary. You know the words he spoke? Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. That word, the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary, and that word went into her womb and the seed of God. Brought Jesus alive. The created Word that created the life of Jesus in the womb of Mary. And then all during Jesus' life, during his childhood, all the way through his earthly life, our Father continued to speak the word, and our Lord Jesus Christ continued to say, "Hath been." And he created himself in his Son. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? Sure you did. You didn't even taught that in fundamentalism, wasn't you, Brother Bob or Brother Ron? Jesus got ready to raise Lazarus from the dead. He didn't say, "Father, I'm going to raise Lazarus from the dead if you'll help me, please." He just lifted his eyes and he said, "I thank thee, Father, that thou hast heard me, Lazarus, come forth." Oh, now John began to explain that. He said, "Now this is the way it happened." He said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He said, "Without the Word, that nothing was made that was made." And then he said, "The Word became flesh and it dwells among us." The same created Word that God used to create the universe, he used to create Jesus. And Jesus, the secret, he just submitted his will, "Father, it hath been done." And the created Word worked in him. And it worked out his life. Now, if he gets through regenerating the life to you, he delivers you to the same place. Now listen to it. Paul the Apostle explained it. Hebrews 11, chapter verse 3. He said, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God." Going along teaching about the created Word of God and the universe, how it's set in order. The moon, the stars, our planets, and the worlds were created. Word of God. God at the beginning began to speak his word. Out of his mouth created the universe. Great power in you. given me your supernatural help. I feel the Holy Ghost, greatest help in me. Ooh, 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 that's it. Feel it. Feel that soothing healing begin to move all over your body. Oh, soothing health, just come alive. Right where disease has been bothering you, feel that health come alive. Father, I confess in the name of Jesus, the person of Christ, I confess unto you, has been given me your supernatural healing. Now feel the Holy Ghost, it is soothing healing in you. Feel that soothing healing again, right in that anointing, just give it. Pray it over your body. Feel it. Of Christ.